语言训练测验中心大学校园英语能力测验 Form Code 000 1. 听力测验，本测验共25题，分为两部分，试题由录音机播出，每题只播出一遍。第一部分，对话听解，共15题，每题有一段对话，对话之后有一个相关的问题，听了问题之后请选一个最适合的回答。请听例题。
How do you go to school every day?
Usually on foot, sometimes by bus. Question.
How does the woman go to school?
请看选项。
A.
She always walks to school.
B.
She usually takes a bus.
C.
She either walks or takes a bus.
D.
She usually goes on foot, never by bus.
A, B, C, D. 四个备选答案中，只有 C 是正确答案，因此正确答案应该选 C. 现在开始听力测验第一部分，请翻页。
Question number one.
Excuse me, do you have the time? I'm supposed to meet my friend here at 10 o'clock.
Well, it is 5 past 10 already, so you're 5 minutes late.
Question.
What time is it now? Question number two.
Doctor, my tooth hurts, and it's very sensitive to heat and cold.
Okay. Please sit down and open your mouth. I'll take a look.
Question.
What is the woman's problem? Question number three. Cindy, how was your vacation in Greece?
I had a great time there. The food was delicious, the scenery was fascinating, and the nightlife was wonderful. I've started to miss it already. Question.
What are the speakers talking about?Question number four. Hi, I'm calling about the room for rent.
Yes, I have a nice 2-bedroom in a new building, and it's close to a bus stop and a supermarket. Question.
What is the man probably doing?Question number five. Excuse me, I need to buy a telephone card. Is there a 7-Eleven around here?
A 7-Eleven? Yes, there's one on 3rd Street. Walk past the coffee shop and you'll see it around the corner from the gas station. You can't miss it. Question.
What is the man looking for?Question number six. Oops, I didn't bring cash. Do you take credit cards?
I'm afraid not, sir. There's an ATM around the corner. You may want to get some cash there. Question.
What does the woman mean?Question number seven.
Tom, I just bought a new electric scale. It measures precisely.
Let me try it. 78 kilograms? Is this scale broken? I gained 5 kilograms?
Question.
What does the man mean? Question number 8.
I'm too tired to cook dinner. Let's eat out.
That's fine with me. Where would you like to go?
How about that Italian restaurant near the park? We haven't gone there for a long time.
Okay. Do you think we need to make a reservation?
We probably should. I'll call them right now. Question.
What does the woman want to do? Question number 9.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Hi. I'd like to open a savings account and deposit some money.
Okay. Please fill out this application form. Did you bring your ID?
Yes. Here you go.
Question.
Where might you hear this conversation? Question number 10. Hello?
Hello, may I please speak with Sally?
Sally can't come to the phone right now. Would you like to leave a message?
Yes. Could you please ask her to call Anne?
Certainly.
Question.
What does the man promise to do? Question number 11.
Excuse me, waiter?
Yes?
Is this supposed to be hot chocolate?
Yes, ma'am. Is there any problem?
There certainly is. It isn't hot. It's almost cold.
I'm sorry. Let me take it back and heat it up for you.
Question.
Why is the woman complaining to the waiter? Question number 12. I'm calling to confirm my room reservation.
May I have your booking number?
I believe it's 99204.
And what is the date?
I need the room for January 23rd to January 27th.
Your room is confirmed. Please let us know if you need to be met at the airport. Question.
Who is the woman most likely to be? Question number 13.
Vincent, we're giving the history presentation next Tuesday. Do you think we should wear something formal?
It wouldn't be bad if we looked more professional. I'll have my suit ready for that day. How about you?
I don't know. I may have to buy a new suit because I don't have anything formal. Question.
What are the speakers talking about? Question number 14.
Don't you see that cat? We almost hit it.
No, we didn't. We had plenty of room.
Oh my gosh! We're going straight through this red light.
Relax. I've been driving in this city for 20 years.
Question.
Where are the speakers? Question number 15. Hi, I'd like to reserve a seat on the next trip to Tokyo.
Okay. Would you like an aisle seat or a window seat?
Either will do. It's just a short flight.
Question.
What does the man mean?
Jackie
often eats a big breakfast, but yesterday he got up late, so he didn't have time to eat his usual breakfast of eggs, bacon, and toast. He just had time for a quick cup of coffee. He felt hungry all morning and didn't do his work well. Question.
What did Jackie do yesterday?
请看选项。
A.
He arrived late for work.
B.
He only had coffee for breakfast.
C.
He worked very well yesterday.
D.
He ate eggs, bacon, and toast for breakfast.
A, B, C, D. 四个备选答案中只有 B 是正确答案，因此正确答案应该选 B。现在开始听力测验第二部分，请翻页。
Question number 16. Our special offers this week are in the dairy department and the fresh fruit department. In the dairy department, buy 2 liters of Vicky's strawberry ice cream and get one free. In the fresh fruit department, watermelon is on sale at $15 per kilogram.
Question.
Where would you probably hear this announcement?
Question number 17. It was my grandmother's birthday last week, and the whole family got together to celebrate. My mother said that cooking for so many people would be too big a job, so we all went out to a restaurant. Everyone had a good time, and my mother was very pleased because she could take a break. Question.
How did the speaker's family celebrate the grandmother's birthday? Question number 18. Betty and Mary are good friends. Since they are also about the same size and like the same kinds of clothes, they often lend their clothes to each other. Yesterday, Betty wore a t-shirt that belongs to Mary, while Mary wore a pair of jeans that belongs to Betty.
Question.
What is the main subject of this talk concerning Betty and Mary?
Question number 19. It'll take us about 20 minutes to get to the museum. In the meantime, we have music and some refreshments for your enjoyment. We'll pass various historical landmarks on the way, and we'll point them out to you as we go. Question.
Who is the speaker most likely to be? Question number 20. The top-selling author, Barbara Cartland, had global sales of almost 390 million copies of 240 titles in 17 languages. She published 24 titles in each of the years 1977, 1980, and 1981.
Question.
Who was Barbara Cartland?
Question number 21. Attention, students. As you probably know, a typhoon is now approaching Kaohsiung. If it continues to move in this direction, then all schools in Kaohsiung, including ours, will be closed tomorrow. An official announcement will be broadcast on the radio and TV news later tonight. Question.
What does the speaker mainly discuss in this talk? Question number 22. The first time Ralph's company sent him on a business trip, he was excited. He enjoyed seeing new places and meeting people from other countries. Soon, however, he began to feel tired of these trips. The flights were too long, and the meetings were never very interesting. Now, he wishes his boss would send somebody else once in a while.
Question.
How does Ralph feel now when he goes on a business trip?
Question number 23. My mother likes shopping in markets, but she doesn't like going to department stores. She says there are always too many people there. So, if we do want to have a look at something or buy something in a department store, we usually go as early as we can, just after the store has opened, when there are the fewest people. Question.
Why do the speaker and her mother go to department stores early? Question number 24. Tomorrow's weather will be affected by a new cold front, with the weather starting out warm and sunny in the morning, but turning cooler by midday. Skies will cloud up in the afternoon, and we're expecting showers tomorrow night.
Question.
What will the weather probably be like tomorrow night?
Question number 25. Lynn can't decide what to study next semester. She has to take English writing in order to graduate, and she also wants to take both British literature and European art. Unfortunately, the two classes meet at the same time, so she can only choose one, and she has to turn in her schedule tomorrow. Question.
What must Lynn do by tomorrow? This is the end of the listening comprehension test.
听力测验结束。